Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to chat about her upcoming 50th game in the Host Plus Sandful W League is North Adelaide Premiership forward Christy Castle. Christy, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. What will it mean to you to reach the Big 5-0?
Look, I'm very honoured. You know, not many girls get the opportunity to reach their 50th, but to be able to put the Guernsey on 50 times for North Adelaide, I feel very grateful.
And a big game too for you against the old foe, South Adelaide. You've gone toe-to-toe many a times and probably been arguably the two most successful women's clubs since the competition's inception. So a nice way, I guess, a fitting touch that you celebrated in that fashion against the Panthers down at Flinders University Stadium on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's always a great battle between the two and on a big oval as well, so... Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Tell us about how footy began for you.
Yeah, so I started out at Anglevale. I think I went out there in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Played netball and gave soccer a go for, growing up. And then I thought, I loved watching the boys play footy and came across Anglevale and finally went out there. Gave it a go for a year, and then I eventually went out to North Adelaide.
So had you sort of been watching on from afar? Because how old were you when you were in 2017, when you did first take the sport up?
I think I was 27.
Yeah, okay.
So, I played netball for two roles, and Anglevale was in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I... knew of a few friends through school that were involved at Anglevale, and I had heard that there was a women's team out there.
Yep.
And then one day I was driving through Anglevale, and I was like, oh, I'll just stop by and see what it's about. And I actually just watched from afar, and a few of my friends will always remind me of just seeing me standing by watching. And then, I gained confidence to... finally go out to a training session, and the rest is history.
Ah, good on you. I bet you're so glad that you persisted and followed through with that, Christy, because it wouldn't have been easy for you.
No, it wasn't, but I played out there for a year, and it was actually one of the best years I had had.
Mm.
And then, to get involved in North Adelaide, a few girls were already a part of that the first year in the sample.
Yeah.
So I went and watched... I think I went and watched their grand final, actually. I think North played Norwood.
Yep, 2017.
Sarah Ellis and Margie Barco, who played at Anglevale, were playing in that for North Adelaide. So, they took me down to a training session not long after their first season, and, I've been there ever since.
Yeah, you have indeed, and we'll chat a bit about the Roosters in a minute. But how did you go picking up the skills at such a late age as well? That must have been a challenge for you.
Yeah, it was, but I've grown up with an older brother who I had no opportunity but to kick the footy with him in the backyard. So, it is quite hard, and I have found it challenging at times.
Yeah.
It's not just about kicking a footy, but it's also about having some sort of fitness, which I have found it hard. But, it's the skills-wise, I don't think I'm that bad. So, yeah.
It's a very different fitness to netball, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The conditioning.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
How do you go with it?
Yeah, it's... in the first couple of years, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But now that's all football's based on is a running game, and, the conditioning does get hard at times.
Mm-hmm. So in netball, were you a goal attack or goal shooter? Because you certainly seem at home up in the forward line for the Roosters.
Yeah, I was a goal attack, so it comes natural to me, taking the ball.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be a defender.
So, how did that evolve at North Adelaide when you got there? Did they sort of quickly earmark you to play inside 50?
Yeah, my first coach was Slady, actually, Matt Slade.
Oh, yeah? Yep.
In the first 2 years, he just played me in the forward line. So And back then you didn't really have to run as much. But as the games progressed, it's all about a running game. And, you know, you just got to be as fit as the midfielders now.
Yeah, exactly. And in saying that, how much juice is left in those 33-year-old legs, Christy?
I can tell you now, not a whole heap. But hopefully see out the season and go from there.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about your debut game, 2018. What do you remember of it?
I'm pretty sure. Now you're testing my memory. Was it against Glenelg?
I think that's what our records say, yeah.
Yeah. I look back on it and I think it might have been down at South, to be honest.
Okay, yep.
And I was probably 10 kilos heavier. I reckon I did kick a few goals. I can't actually remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And to look back on it now and see how far I've come, it's quite good to watch, to be honest.
Yeah, and particularly 2020, being a part of that memorable undefeated Roosters outfit that, obviously went through undefeated. That's not going to happen too often in history.
No, it's not. And, you know, to do it during COVID as well, went through unknown. I think we had about 8 weeks in between.
Mm.
We started, I think we played the first four games and then we had about an eight-week break. So,
yeah,
it was very up in the air. But, you know, I remember doing Zoom. We all Zoomed into a meeting and we had to do these gym programs and weight sessions. It was... Yeah, quite funny. Obviously helped us in the end, and it's probably one of the highlights of my career, to be honest.
As it would be, and as would be the vital goal you kicked after the halftime siren too from your set shot, because that sort of gave you a bit of momentum going into the main break.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favourite memories, to be honest, so yeah.
Terrific. And,
I had to do something because I had just gotten blasted on the sidelines from my coach, to be honest. So
that wouldn't be Chrissy, would it?
Absolutely, it was Chrissy.
Yeah. But it was great that you had that sort of moment, Christy, because you'd certainly earned it given all of the downs, I guess, you'd had in your career given due to injury. Having done the ACL in 2018 and then broke your ankle in 2021 afterwards, and then 2022 another ACL. So you've done both knees and, you're doing well to hold up and still running around in 2024.
Yeah, I've had my first share of injuries, which, fortunately for me, I haven't missed a whole heap of games given the timing that I've done my injuries.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's very challenging at times, especially when I had to watch from afar in the 2022 grand final. It was very tough to watch, but very proud of the girls to get it done.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, great team attitude. Off the field, what do you get up to?
Off the field, I recently purchased a house, so I'm just investing time and money into that.
Nice.
And I work for a action line marking, so we basically line mark all the white lines on the roads.
Oh, very good.
When I say I work for a line marking company, not many people know exactly what it is. So yeah, I'm a contract manager there, and I've been there for 5 years.
Tell us about the hours you work.
So I work... My main hours are probably from between 7 and 8 till 4-ish in the afternoon. And if my crews are on night shift, I often go in on night shift as well.
Mm. And so. Because obviously do the line marking, the best time of the day to do it is when there's less traffic. So what sort of hours are we talking there when the night shift crew are in action?
Yeah, so they start at 8 p.m. and then they finish around 4 or 6 in the morning.
Wowzers.
Depending on what roads we're painting, but majority of the work around the metropolitan area is night shift.
So how do you go juggling that and then still sort of being fresh to go and train and play footy?
I try to avoid night shift, but I like to start the week off with doing a couple of night shifts, going in Now I go home and I don't actually sleep well knowing that my crews are on night shift. So it can be a broken sleep, especially if you get called throughout the night. But, you know, like my support network's very supportive of me, especially Jason and the club.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're very understanding.
Oh, that's good to hear, and no doubt, or not surprising that that is the case. So, yeah, excellent that you can continue your career in the Host Plus Sample W League, and wishing you all the best for your special milestone game this Saturday for North Adelaide against South Adelaide at Flinders University Stadium, and well done on getting there, Christy.
Thanks, Zach. Means a lot. I didn't think it was a big deal, and then towards the end of last year I was contemplating, you know, what am I doing, and then I realised I was on, I think, 47 games, and everyone was like, you can't just stop there. So yeah, thought I'd go another year. And I'm very, very thankful and grateful that I have.
Well done.